Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
My morning so far has been fantastic.
Yay! Because
I wandered into the office kitchen here, and I opened the door, and it was like, oh,
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 oh, oh. Oh, it sings like that now?
Oh, 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 oh.
What?
Headphones.
That was the head. That's the heavens. That's the Lord and Savior in the fridge.
Not.
Little baby Jesus was in there. Oh, and in there with little baby Jesus was La Peep blueberry pancakes.
Okay,
left over from the all staff meeting yesterday.
Yep.
And me and baby Jesus, we ate those pancakes. I almost said made them our biatch, but I probably should
not with Jesus.
Baby Jesus doesn't do that. But man, blueberry pancakes are still in the fridge. There's a whole tub of them.
Oh, how did I miss that?
And I dug deep too, because you know me, I'm a germaphobe. But I'm
yeah.
I'm not taking the top layer
no.
of blueberry pancakes. I'm digging deep.
You know, the sports guys probably did something to that top layer.
I know. I know. Yeah. It looked like a fresh pan. I will say that. It doesn't look like people have been in there fingering them or anything. So I went to the bottom though.
Yeah.
And got me a blueberry pancake and I nuked it. And then I left the door open on the microwave and came in here and ate it. It was really good.
Can I just tell you, like yesterday when we were talking about getting breakfast for the all-staff meeting, you were trying to convince me it was going to be some crummy old bagels or something
yeah.
like that. When we found out it was La Peep,
oh.
I did a little bacon dance.
They came to play.
I was like,
La Peep is money.
I love
with the sausage and the bacon
yeah.
and the
potatoes.
Hash browns.
Yeah.
Even their eggs. Like, it's hard to make eggs in that quantity taste good. It is. Like,
they
a
pulled
huge
it off.
Bunch of eggs like that, it's hard
God,
to
I
make
them
taste good. But
I love them so
job.
Much. I felt bad yesterday because I was literally the second person in line to get food. Like, I bypassed the bosses and I was pushing women out of the way. I pushed a pregnant woman out of the way.
Oh.
I was like, give me those eggs. And then I went back like halfway through the meeting too and I got more. I don't know if that's acceptable. I guess it was. I feel like everybody had gone through. I went back for seconds and then towards the end, I went back for thirds. So
saw you.
It's like I didn't want to waste it. Fatty was hungry.
I
what
guess
can I
you
say?
Were.
Those
like
eggs were money.
Yeah, but again, La Peep totally worth it to go through three times.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for catering the all staff yesterday, which was extremely informative, and I felt very blessed to be there. Speaking of food, you see how I worked that in? The bosses
yeah.
listen back to this, you guys.
It's I hope they don't watch YouTube stream.
Very informative. As Katie's eyes roll all the way into the back of her head.
No, that's not what happened.
Very informative.
I was looking at the TV
no,
back
there.
Then.
Was a lot of kudos for the other morning shows, but that's
oh,
cool.
totally. and all the other people.
Yeah, a
You're
lot
right.
of other people.
Yeah.
I don't think we were mentioned once, but that's okay.
Fine.
We're still here. We're having fun. Speaking of food, you said you had a little chicken mishap again last night?
Oh, I tell you what, like when you get yourself worked up for something, especially if you have to cook your meal anyway, because there's that scientific thing where it's like if you make someone else a sandwich, it tastes better for them because they didn't have to make it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm already dealing with that. I have to make all my own meals and then like them after that. And I was waiting for my chicken to get done in the air fryer last night, and I already had a nice salad and some risotto.
Oh.
And so I'd done it up, right? Like I was ready to go. And I have my plate of food ready, and I'm sitting there waiting to watch America's Next Top Model, that documentary, and I take a bite of the chicken. And do you know, like, when you taste something, like, rancid and not right, it will make your whole day bad. Like, the whole day was ruined by that bite of chicken because it was, I'm not kidding, it was, like, the breaded chicken. And so, like, I bit down on it, and all I could taste was greasy bad chicken fat.
Ugh.
That's what it tasted like. And it like stayed. I was talking to Zoe on the phone when it happened, getting ready to wrap up the phone call. And I just started doing the, she's like,
she's
what's
like,
wrong, Mom?
Mama, what's wrong with you?
I know.
You,
and I was
mama?
Like, what? Like, mama. I kept doing it. And it, like, I couldn't even talk to her. It was that bad. I had to put the phone down. I had to rinse my mouth out with some water. And then I had to take
what a
drink.
Day.
It was bad.
What
like,
a
it
day.
Was so bad. And then,
because
I had the risotto and the nice green salad.
How was the risotto?
It was so good, but I was missing the protein. Like, the protein is so important.
What
I
a
had
day.
No idea how much protein we need as women, especially, to build those muscles.
Oh.
We need a lot of protein. And I'm, like, behind on the protein game. So, anyway, I had to, like, make the French toast sticks, the protein French toast sticks.
So, you went
so then I had French toast sticks,
with
risotto, and a salad. But I had to have protein. routine. So that's what ended up happening last night.
You classy AF.
I know.
Damn, you classy. Oh,
and even explaining it, I'm exhausted now.
Yeah, what a day. Why. Like, I'm worn out just from listening. A day in the life of Katie.
Okay.
Boy, oh boy.
It was gross. Come on.
I bet it was.
Chicken fat? Nobody's got time for that.
Sick.
No.
Nobody's got time for chicken fat. Like, it was awful.
Mama, are you okay? Can you call police for you?
I don't think you even know how devastating this was for me. Because then, here's the other part of the story.
There's more?
I'm just saying, I'm not going to be able to eat fried chicken for a minute. Me?
Why?
You'll be fine.
No,
you'll be fine.
A week?
You'll be fine.
Yes.
Oh no, get a good batch now, and you'll be fine.
No, it's like my whole mindset now is like I have to
chicken
avoid
equals
fried
bad.
It's bad. Bird.
Nicole's like that with sweet potatoes because there was a bad sweet potato experience where she puked it everywhere, and that's probably been 5 years.
And she can't still, huh?
Can't even look at a sweet potato when we're in the store. She starts. I immediately shove French toast sticks in her mouth.
Seems to work. Hey.